on in, sit right down. Keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Shut the door, time to go with Randy Harrison. Knockout Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So get ready for the best MMA talk, games, interviews, surprises, and surprises anywhere. For Knockout Radio, I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Hey-o. Hey, everybody.
Biggest surprise of today's show might be if we get through it.
Oh, I thought it was that I was back in the country.
No, that's not a surprise.
That they let me back in.
Yeah, you're like the virus.
No.
You don't go away.
It's true.
Right.
And I do morph into like different strands of things.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'm a broadcast professional. Sometimes I'm a...
When?
Well, the 2020.
Not a broadcast professional. You've done broadcasts.
Well, I'm a professional.
I don't know about that.
I've come a long way this year.
Well, when you start below the earth, yeah. How was Brazil? How was the trip?
Unbelievable. But just great. The first time spending...
Do they have internet down there yet?
Somewhere. I mean, I was up on the top of a 20-story building, so there's not much of anything up there except birds and airplanes. But
were you staying in a favela or were you in a legitimate facility?
We're staying above the favela.
was electricity being stolen from the building that you were staying in?
No. I was in, it was very, very nice. It was great to see my family. Had a great time. The connections were great. The flights were great. There was 100 empty seats on the plane returning from Sao Paulo. So we all laid out in our own rows to sleep.
That's what I did when I went down to Rio. I felt bad. Chris Lee was on that flight. Chris Lee has been taking a lot of heat lately.
Really?
Well, there's been some decisions. And I stand by what a talented judge Chris Lee is. And there's been a couple. He's been on the wrong side. And we've talked about, when I judge for World Class Fight League, the first thing I want to hear is unanimous decision. When I turn my card in.
Sure.
And they've always said that I'm the quickest. I turn it in instantly. You don't think about it. It is what it is. I turn it in. The first thing that you want to hear as a judge, the first thing I want to hear as a judge is unanimous decision.
Then we all aligned and saw it the same way.
There's mistakes and all that kind of stuff, but that's why there's three. If one judge makes a mistake, normally the other two get it right.
Sure.
So the first thing you want to hear, the first thing I want to hear, unanimous decision. The second thing I want to hear, if I don't hear unanimous decision, if they say we have a split decision or if they start reading the cards, is obviously you want to be on the right side.
Sure.
Right. I have been on the left side once or twice, and I still stand by, my decisions. But, it is funny because it's the first thing you think of is, oh, no, gotta help. You want to be right.
Sure.
Not everybody can be 100% right 100% of the time.
Well, I can. And I usually am.
No, you're never right.
But I'm consistently always never right.
Right. And the thing is, when people say that a judge missed something, keep in mind, you can only see what's in front of you. So there's been numerous times where an athlete is like on their side. You can't see anything.
Right.
If they're on the side and they're facing the fence, so you see their back, you can't see punches.
Sure.
You can't see punches connecting. You can't say, well, he's swinging, he must be hitting, or she is swinging, she must be hitting.
Well, and that was a question I'm going to ask you as a judge. When they're pretzel tied up and on the ground, in the guard.
I think spicy mustard.
Right. and they throw like a bunch of little pitter pats. Like, each one of those count as a strike? I mean, does it have to do significant damage to register? Or is that the reason they do 50 little punches to the rib cage when there's no damage being done?
I would say it goes in the following criteria. Damage is first. But if somebody's throwing 22 pitter patters to the other person just laying there doing nothing, then yeah, you're going to give them some form of credit. I wouldn't necessarily give three pitter-patters over, one massive.
Right.
And that's one of my biggest complaints about judging in mixed martial arts is the fact that the criteria is so wide open.
Sure.
And it's even to the point where, you know, a jiu-jitsu is going to give a jiu-jitsu a little more, you know, strength, or, you know, a striker is going to give, you know, the striking more than the jiu-jitsu. And so it's all up to each individual judge. And that's the problem with it.
Right.
And how many judges, not how many judges haven't fought, how many judges haven't even trained?
Sure.
I'm not saying up in the UFC Bellator levels. I'm saying here locally at some of the local shows, or local shows across the country or across the world. You know,
right.
You know, at least I've trained.
Right.
I do know some things, you know, but it is tough, because is a serious kick worth more than a serious knockdown or a serious punch? You know, is a serious submission, do you give them as much for the submission attempt as the person not submitting?
Sure. Yeah, I mean, and if you know the moves and know the transitions and know what they're actually trying to attempt, you should give them a degree of difficulty.
Sure.
Kind of like the Olympics when they do a dive. It's got four somersaults instead of three. You know, it's harder, but if you execute.
Do you give Greg Louganis more of a point for rebounding off the board?
That guy knocked himself out.
He KO'd himself.
It is first round TKO. Yeah. Greg Louganis.
Yep. Pretty funny, but you know, so that's the answer, sort of, kind of, in a way.
Well, I was, you know, obviously traveling through the airport during the holidays, and you know, you're always looking around for celebrities. You never know who you're going to see, especially when the connection's in Miami.
I don't, but okay.
And I see a guy. I think I told you on one of the shows that saw a gi duffel bag. It was made out of the material from the gi.
That's cool.
And I saw the cauliflower ears, so that automatically told me that the guy was legit and he trains jiu-jitsu. And it turned out that it was actually his girl who fights for the UFC, Norma Durant. And so we shared a flight, but because they were actually with the UFC, they were in first class, and I was in no class, exactly where I belong.
Well,
in the back.
Just because they're with the UFC doesn't mean they're in first class.
They got their tickets for in first class.
I understand that.
I think their UFC pays their first class tickets. They pay for their accommodations, from what I understand.
What I'm saying is, not every athlete goes first class.
If you're a UFC fighter, you don't go first class?
Not every UFC fighter goes first class.
What?
That was the whole thing back in the day with Tito and Chuck. Tito had it in his contract. He would always fly first class. So there was one flight where he was taking pictures. He was in first, and he would stick his phone up, or his camera up, or whatever it was back then. And he takes a picture of him in first class, and you can see Chuck back in coach. You know, it's all it's all who negotiates, or they could have got bumped up. I mean, there's a lot of things. Don't necessarily assume that every fighter or those fighters, you know, they could have enough points, or they.
The UFC is not big enough to put first class fighters on the planes.
I'm not going to answer that.
Really?
Of course, they're big enough.
But still business. You got to cut the fat.
You really think that they're going to fly every single fighter first class?
I would assume they would.
I would assume your champions might fly first class.
Okay.
You know, some of the upper, you know, longest, but, you know, just somebody that's coming from Brazil, they're on Fight Pass, the chance of them flying first class, I would think, is not going to be too good.
Wow. Because I was like, you know, as 2021 approaches and my contract comes up with Knockout Radio, I'm definitely going to include that into my new contract.
Okay.
First class.
You can include anything you want in it. But as stated by my attorneys, don't get offended by big X's in the contract where I'm X-ing things off.
All right. Well, then at least give me a coach ticket. I'll settle for coach. Just get me on the plane.
Speaking of which, have you paid for your last coach ticket?
No, okay. I don't think so.
All right, I don't think so either. Just saying. So we'll negotiate that out before we negotiate 2021.
That sounds good.
Yeah. I had to do that with our other buddy as well. Okay. The flight that we didn't take.
'Tis the season.
Which is all on you.
It's not on me.
It was all on you.
Oh, yeah.
It was you last minute, let's do it. It was you, let's go down there, it's inexpensive. It was you, let's go down and fly back that night. And then it was you that called the night before and said, let's don't go.
And you know who it wasn't? The guy who made the hurricane and wiped out the airport.
No.
Like, that was, I control all of that up to the point I didn't know the hurricane was going to come here. Iota, whatever the name was.
I don't remember.
Ira.
I've already started working on Super Bowl week.
Yo.
I don't really know. I don't know what they're going to do radio row-wise or anything, but we will do a show, possibly two, at the press box. So that's – we already have transportation set up.
Okay.
This is going to be first class.
First class transportation to the press box?
To the press box, back. Possibly if there's certain people that we're working on that needs to get to wherever we're going to do the show the week of,
okay.
which I still need to, you know, book all that with the station. But, you know, we're going to have them picked up and dropped off. And, you know, whether it's the limo or the Gladiator, we're definitely going to hook them up.
Heck yeah.
So that's we'll give them sweet. An option. Do you want to go in a limo or a Gladiator?
Always a Gladiator.
I think they'll do a limo.
Really?
Yeah.
You think the limo over a Gladiator? It's Florida. Summer.
It's limo.
It's wintertime. And it's summer down here for us.
Who's driving the Gladiator?
I am.
Well, then they're going limo.
No way.
Yeah.
I'm a professional driver. I deliver pizzas.
Now you're a professional driver.
I can deliver pizzas. I told Steve Lanay that I can drive his limo. I can drive pizzas. I can drive a limo.
Maybe you should do that.
I'll drive his limo.
You should drive the limo to deliver pizzas.
Oh, that would be.
Strap the pizza in the back, you know, so it's fully taken care of. I think that's a good idea. I think I'm for it.
Done.
But it has been announced, Paige VanZant, who her opponent is. A lot of eyes are going to be on that. I think it's going to be a sold-out show.
I believe it will be.
Super Bowl Friday, whatever that date is. A lot of people see Paige VanZant has the combat world right where she wants her.
Okay.
Meaning a lot of people love her.
Yep.
A lot of people want to see her do well.
Yep.
And just as many, if not more, want her to get her face beat in.
Sure.
And people will pay money. People will come to the show. People will buy the pay-per-view. People will get to the BKFC app. All to watch her lose.
And she's Conor McGregor of the sport right now.
But why?
Because she was on the cover SI. She's in the bikinis. She's a beautiful woman, like, first off. So
it's hate.
So she has another circle of fans outside of combat sport that Conor McGregor couldn't tap into.
So
because of the sex appeal.
The difference of the hate for Conor McGregor and the hate for Paige VanZant is one is just hatred. You know, you don't like people to succeed, and other people who just hate Conor McGregor for what he has done. And
because of antics, because it's obnoxious.
So it's two different reasons to hate somebody.
Sure. I think Paige can be a bigger star than Conor. If she plays her cards right, she can.
No.
Because she has the sex appeal to back it up.
No.
She can.
I don't think so. I don't think so.
If she does well in this, if she wins and she's successful, she has four fights on her contract. If she's successful in the BKFC and she's backing up her talk and she's winning and she's got the face to go with it.
You know what one of my biggest pet peeves in the world is?
Hmm.
Going to break and telling you what it is when we return.
Okay.
Have you ever watched like, you know, some of those game shows and, you know, Deal or No Deal and it's like, let's open the case when we return. And so that's what we're going to do. I'm going to tell you what the biggest problem of whatever it was you just said, because I've already forgotten when we return. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
I'm Ben Roethlisberger. You're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field. Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
How would you like to be like Jorge Masvidal, Dustin Poirier, Daniel Cormier, Joe Rogan, me, and many, many others? You could also own an amazing painting from Ross Bain's Art. Ross paints original canvas art, including custom commission work. There is nothing Ross Bain's can't paint. Ross was commissioned to paint the Masvidal flying knee mural on the ATT gym wall as well. Hang a painting in your house or office of your favorite athlete, actor, pet, family, sunset, you get the idea. Check out his amazing talent on the online store at rossbainsart.bigcartel.com and join the Ross Baines Art owner family. Follow Ross today on Twitter at Ross Baines Art.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxen millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Boomer Esiason, and you're listening to Talkin' Sports with Randy Harris, so stay right there.
All right, we're back live for the pizza final show of 2020. All these people that are saying, I can't wait for 2020 to end and 2021 to start, sure. Nothing is going to change on Saturday.
The last digit of the
right,
year will change.
The same cluster.
The O will go to one.
The same cluster F. Everything that's going on. The virus, just like the airport, you know, the virus stops when it gets to the food court. I guess it's going to stop when that zero becomes one. I did neglect to start the show properly, and I apologize.
You forgot to tell us who's coming on?
Well, no. A couple more deaths. Celebrity deaths.
Okay.
You know, because I've always been offended by everybody, me included. You know, here I'm stopping the show to talk about some celebrity deaths.
Right.
People, unfortunately, are dying every day.
Sure.
And because we don't know a lot of these people or know about these a lot of these people, they kind of get slighted.
Of course.
You know, but, you know, thoughts go out to obviously anybody, whether they've lost their life due to the virus, old age, how they've abused their body, on and on and on and on and on.
Sure.
WWE... former WWE superstar, because he went over to AEW, John Huber, better known as
Brody.
Yeah, Luke Harper.
Yeah.
Nice guy. I remember seeing him at a... WrestleMania. You know who it is. And here are the heels. Are like the nicest guys taking pictures. And I remember making the comment to Sheamus at one of Titus O'Neil's events in St. Pete about that. And he looked at me like, are you stupid? You know, because I said how cool it is that heels are really good guys. It's not exactly what I said, but he's like, are you stupid?
It's usually
something to those lines.
It's usually the opposite, right? I mean, like the good guys tend to be in real life, the ones that aren't really fan friendly and kind of got the ego. And then it's the heels are the ones who are, you know, genuine and open.
I don't know if it's written that way. We know it's not the unwritten rule, but yeah, it tends to be a lot like that.
Sure.
I know that the world would be surprised at some of the baby faces and sure. What they really are in true life. But yeah.
I know he didn't pass away from COVID. He had it was a rare or some kind of respiratory issue, right? Like,
I don't know.
I don't believe it was COVID related.
I don't think it was COVID, but a young man.
41?
We'll see that. Just roll along.
Roll along.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's all you can do. You just move on unless it hits home.
Phil Necro.
Yeah.
Man, that's an iconic figure.
You know, it's kind of like the funny thing about Phil Necro, and I think of my former friends in the legendary quarterback Otto Graham and his son David Graham. So David once told me that they have the most father-son world championships in the history of professional football. Like 8.
Okay.
Otto has 8 of them.
Huh.
You know, David doesn't.
Right.
So, internet. Not only is internet bad in Brazil, I guess it's bad in your restaurant.
Oh, no. There's no one here.
So Phil and Joe Necro, I want to say at the time or whatever, you know, two brothers had the most or whatever. Well, 92% of it was probably Phil. Joe was still decent.
Sure.
But he certainly wasn't Phil Necro with the knuckleball. Your boy, Don Mattingly.
Yes, Donnie Baseball.
If I could get away with taking a baseball bat to his forehead,
why?
I think I would.
Why would you do that?
Here's the most recent comment from your boy.
Hold on. Before you tell it, let's just get the record out there. He is the Dan Marino of baseball. The greatest player to play to never win a ring.
I'm sure I can find somebody better.
No, Donnie Baseball.
No, Donnie Baseball was good.
It was the best. And he never got a ring.
Well, you can't say he was the best because he wasn't the best.
Best.
The best. Maybe the best who never won a ring in your opinion. Right. But he wasn't the best.
But he was the Dan Marino of
You're certainly not.
Baseball.
If you're going to pick the greatest baseball team of all time, you're not putting Don Mattingly at first base.
Absolutely.
Well, you would just because
he's from my hometown.
He's your boyfriend.
He's from my hometown.
I get
Donnie
it.
Baseball. I've been in his house.
Well, good for you. And I'm sorry to hear it.
He's got a nice house. It's very nice.
So Don Mattingly thinks Major League Baseball should limit the shift.
What do you mean? Like how far the players can shift on a?
I'm assuming that it means limit the time, the amount of times that you can implement the shift.
Because they have pitching patterns and they know where people tend to hit the ball.
Yeah.
So they move all the players from one side of the field all the way to the other side because they know he never goes down the line.
They know that the lefty can't go to third base. You know, so they load everybody up on the right side. So why are you going to penalize the defense? Maybe penalize the guy who can't learn how to hit.
Right.
You know, who can't swing late, who can't do whatever needs to be done. And I know that the commissioner wanted to do this as well, and it's ridiculous. It's just baseball is baseball. 8 men on the field. The catcher is not really technically on the field.
I knew
you were going to catch that
one. I was counting the players in my 2008 Rays commemorative photo where
the Phillies won the World Series.
They attended the World Series.
The Rays attended. The Phillies won.
Right. The Rays gave the Phillies the championship.
And if you look, 8 of the 9 are in
the
field of play. Obviously, the catcher is behind home plate. We like to call that the dish.
Can the catcher ever be in the shift? Can he move to like second base?
I tried that.
Do you need a catcher to actually catch the ball?
Yeah, you do. When we were playing softball, and we were short people. Not height wise. Come on.
The batting zone, the batter's box is real low on the short people.
We were short players, so I wanted to ask, because I was normally catch, can I play second? And he'll pitch, and then he'll run the home plate and catch it.
It's not Bugs Bunny.
Not catch it.
It's not Bugs Bunny.
Well, Tiger was that quick.
But like, why do you need a catcher? If the ball goes through the strike zone, it's a strike or a ball.
Right. Who's going to throw the ball back? The batter?
The umpire has a bunch of balls in his pocket.
He's just pick another one up and throw it.
But why would you actually need a catcher? Couldn't they do that? I'm going to ask Kevin Cash next year in his questionable World Series game calling that led to him being the manager of the year. How do you win that when you lose the World Series?
Because the voting is done before the playoffs.
That's like the All-Star game when they play the game for the NFL before the real players that are done playing the Super Bowl.
Now, I think it's okay, but I think they gave the MVP to the World Series to the wrong person. It should have gone to Kevin Cash. You know, that's who you give it to. he was the most valuable player in the World Series.
Yeah, he made the bonehead decision, right? Then he
awful
took out his ace pitcher, and now Snell's gone.
Yep.
Gone. They traded him. Yep. Gone.
Out in San Diego, and he's loving life for it. All right, bottom of the hour, let's check your internet connection. We'll do a whole lot more of absolutely nothing when we return. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and Stapson.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, yo, this is Ricky Waters, and you're listening to Talkin' Sports with Randy Harris.
Ape Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are Ape Man Strong.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Gottsplit and Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Gottsplit Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park, or call them at 727-290-9873.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course, a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12-draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Elm Avery in Tampa.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust, to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Larry Fitzgerald from the Arizona Cardinals, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
All right, we're back to you live from Florida Pizza last time this year, 88th Avenue and 14th and St. Pete. So I want to read to you my response to the post in the Philadelphia Phillies fan group. Don Mattingly thinks the MLB should limit the shift. I agree. Do you? Would you like to guess on my response? FCC radio.
There's no crying in baseball, Donnie. Also filmed in my hometown, Evansville, Indiana. Of their own.
Here's my response. I agree.
Okay.
Along with switch hitters, hitting for the cycle, batting with your eyes open, and stupid pumps.
I hope he didn't answer you.
I would like him to answer me. I'd like him to come down here.
Leave
to
that. Leave the legend alone. Don't talk to him.
He didn't put the post up. Okay. Somebody put the post up of the stupidity.
Yeah, you can't disrespect the legend.
Absolutely, you can.
No, he's the best.
It doesn't matter how good you were when you played. It doesn't matter how good of a person you are when you make a stupid statement like that. No, they're going to draw a little circle, and you cannot leave that circle while you're playing defense. That's what he wants.
That's what they do in the video game. The little circle stays with the player.
But the little circle moves. When the player moves, so does the circle.
So Well, maybe they could put like a electric shock fence technology on the ankle.
I think it should also be illegal when you're leading off of second base, blocking the view of the shortstop.
So they can't steal signals?
No. Oh, my God. Did you ever play ball?
Yeah.
Obviously, you didn't. You're killing me here.
Why?
So you're the base runner.
Right.
You're taking your lead off of second base.
Yeah.
You take the lead and stand in front of the shortstop.
So he can't see the
exactly.
Ball.
Oh. So you're kind of messing up his vision. Now you don't want to get too big of a lead because then they pick you off at second base, and then you have to go back to the dugout and your dad beats you over the head with a baseball bat. Not the first time that's happened.
Did you watch A League of Their Own?
No.
It's a great film. My grandma, they're extras in the movie.
That's awesome.
My whole city. Speaking of Indiana,
Greg Hendrick, who's involved in this radio show on a regular basis, his wife was an extra in Rocky.
Oh. Well, I'll bring up Indiana, the home of A League of Their Own. Because they're playing in the Outback Bowl on Saturday here in Tampa Bay.
Yep.
So a bunch of Midwesterners be coming down, invading Tampa, maybe.
Are you ready to go to sporting events?
You know what? I just went to Brazil. I thought the airport was going to be...
That was a sporting event. You're getting through the airport.
I did. I thought the airport was going to be crazy. It was not. It was very empty. It was very safe. The airplane was empty. Brazil takes it way more serious than we do. Everywhere you have to have a mask, elevators, outdoors, indoors. Actually, as we were leaving the city, they were shutting the city down. They were going block to block with police cars in each intersection, and they were shutting down all the businesses at 4 o'clock. So, like, if
you, it makes no sense.
Because the COVID's on a timer.
That's what I'm saying.
It can only attack you after 4 o'clock.
But see, the traffic is so bad, people can't leave until 7.
And it waits to see if you're going to go... If you're before 4 o'clock, it waits to see if you're going to go to a gym, a bar, or Walmart.
Right.
And then it only attacks if you go to like something fun.
How about this? I took a picture of it. I was at the local Walmart, and they had a major display of NFL t-shirts of the Atlanta Falcons. Why would you do that?
Oh, because Tampa's a fair weather city and everybody loves other teams.
Even if they are a fair weather. When you're fair weather, that means you're jumping on the bandwagon of a team doing well.
Or a team close in proximity.
That
Atlanta.
Would not be the Atlanta Falcons.
Well, there's a lot of Atlanta, Georgia people here all the time for the beaches.
I'm going to go out on a limb, and I'm going to say .00, whatever number you want to include, is the amount of fans in the Tampa Bay area of the Atlanta Falcons.
Oh, that's not true. Ryan Watson. He used to play for the Falcons. They broke his neck, but he's a trainer over at Powerhouse.
Good for him.
He's a good dude.
All right. If there's an Atlanta Falcon fan out there.
There's a lot of Ryan Watson fans.
Hit me up on Twitter, Facebook. I may have something that I'll give you.
Ooh. I saw you cleaning up the storage locker.
The storage units are getting
cleared. Any Donnie baseball memorabilia?
I'm sure I got baseball cards.
No. I mean, a jersey, something. No. If you come across one.
Yeah.
This guy.
Sure.
Christmas.
If I happen to come across of Don Mattingly.
I mean, everybody should have a Don Mattingly jersey.
So I put a post up. I found in storage on 38th, a former Tampa Bay Storm player, Pat Sperduto.
I noticed
his jersey, his Zubas.
I noticed
Zubas.
All your jerseys you posted on that post have the number 13 on them.
Not all. Sperduto wasn't 13.
But that's your number.
That is my number.
That's your...
It's the number that I've always liked until... Said Dan Marino started to wear it and ruined it, for all of us. Yeah.
He cursed the number?
A-Rod ruined it.
Cursed?
Yeah.
Why?
13 was the number. If I was able to do what I really wished I could have done in life.
Okay.
Okay. I mean, I'm content. Everything's cool. But if you were to say, here's the wand, ding, what would you want to be? I would want to be Diamond Dallas Page.
Really?
I would want to be a heel. In professional wrestling.
Okay.
I think that would be...
You still got time?
I think it would... Well, DDP started late. Matter of fact, we're going to talk about Paige and his documentary that's on Amazon. And, we need people to go check it out and, give DDP a little look.
His yoga.
But, well, it's not his yoga. It's more just about him and everything, not just the yoga. But, the whole thing about the heel, I like that whole heel concept.
Okay.
13 was a hated number. When I was growing up.
Sure.
13 was unlucky.
Superstitious.
Superstitious. Like, that's why I like 13, is because you hate it, I like it.
Are you superstitious in like real life?
No.
Like you walk under a ladder, like open an umbrella indoors?
No.
I say a prayer after a broken mirror?
I don't say a prayer ever. I wouldn't go purposely walk under a ladder, But if I had to, I would have to do it. I wouldn't just do it to do it.
Okay.
But, you know, karma.
I know it. I know it's going to bring up a bad, touchy situation. Uh-oh. But I know some, like, your cat is missing.
Yeah.
But if you see a black cat, does it, like, if it crosses your path, do you go the other direction in your car? Do you go across the street if you're walking?
No. Matter of fact, my daughter's black cat just died. So.
Oh, sorry to hear that. But yeah, and your cat's missing.
Like, somebody scarfed our kitten.
That's unbelievable. Somebody would take a cat.
Well, here's the thing, and I'm trying to, not that I think there's a lot of good in a lot of people. There's some good in some people.
Right.
The little kitten, it was a Siamese kitten, 10 weeks old, 4:30 in the morning, got out.
Brother and sister.
Sister and sister.
Okay, you adopted two cats, same time, same litter.
From the Humane Society.
Both.
And I didn't catch it because it just didn't hit me. You know, there's the kitten. You know, I never saw the two at the same time. But that's not uncommon.
Sure.
And then around 6-7 o'clock that night, I realized there's only one kitten in the house. Well, when my wife went to leave, you know, to go to the hospital to work, it must have bolted out the door. I'm convinced somebody has her. Somebody found a wild, in the wild,
right,
Siamese kitten that are, I guess, expensive. I didn't know that.
They
rare
are.
And all this stuff. And they kept it. Which is better than it being out there in the wild.
Right.
But there's signs everywhere. Somebody in the neighborhood.
Was the cat chipped? Do you have a chip?
Yeah.
Does the chip have a GPS in it?
No.
Well, are they putting GPS in our COVID vaccines?
Yes. So that's different.
So they'll know where I'm at at all times. So if you lose me, you can come get me.
Right. The problem is, if I lose you, I'm not sure I would call the virus headquarters. Hey, can anybody find Matt McClellan? I need him.
Most likely you will find me at the UFC Toyo Tire nomination award ceremony, where I was selected as co-host of the year. Thank you, Toyo Tires. Okay. I appreciate your nomination.
I went to it last year or the year before. I think it was last year only because Dolph was and he was the master of ceremonies again this time.
He was.
And I got to meet him, which was cool, being the Rocky guy that I am. So now all I got to do is get a hold of Apollo, even though he's dead. I don't know how you talk to a dead man, but I would like to get a hold of Apollo. Wow. Not Carl Weathers. Carl Weathers went and did that. What was that? Heat of the Night. So he was in that, and then he was on Chicago Law or PD or one of those. But yeah, Apollo Creed's different.
You'll always know him as Apollo Creed.
Right? Ivan Drago is different. It's Ivan Drago. If he dies, he dies.
Could be one of the greatest lines of all cinema time.
It's not quite Tommy the Gun, Tommy Morrison. But yeah, Dolph was pretty good. If he dies, he dies. Rocky! I could go on and on.
That's your movie.
It is my movie. You know, again, I don't watch many movies. I don't watch...
Would you like Rocky as much if he was from, like, Buffalo?
Yeah.
If it wasn't from Philly, where you supposedly were born.
Wasn't supposedly. What does that mean?
Well, because your mom flew there to have you... You were birthed there, and then they flew you back down here.
If anybody listening to this show today is from Philadelphia, hit me up on Twitter. Hit me up on Facebook. I found one of the coolest shirts. I remember getting it, and I gave one to my dad. And it said something like, I'm not mad, I'm from Philly.
Oh, yeah, because they're the worst sports fan in all sports.
They're the worst people, not just
they
sports.
They booed Santa Claus.
Well, he did not boo Santa Claus.
They booed Santa Claus. They booed him.
We've talked about this.
He was booed.
They took.
And the Eagles fans are the worst fans of all fans.
I'm not going to disagree with that, but they did not boo Santa Claus. They booed a fan who was at the game dressed as Santa Claus.
They booed Santa Claus.
He was in the stands, and they took him down on the field. Now, they booed Michael Jack Schmidt, too.
I thought Santa Claus came in on a parachute. They were losing at halftime, so they booed him.
No.
Are you sure?
I'm not sure of anything, but no.
Didn't they throw batteries at John Rocker?
Yeah. But I don't think that was in Philly. Wasn't that in New York?
But it was a Philly game. Wasn't it with the Philly fans?
Well, but Philly fans don't do that. Don't cross us.
But if Rocky was from, like, Omaha, Nebraska, would you, like, still love it as much?
I don't know. I don't know if it's not the part that Rocky is from Philadelphia that the reason that I enjoy the flex. It added to it that I've been in South Street. I've been... You know, on the docks. I've been to all those places before the movie. Obviously, I've been to all of them, including that heroin capital of the world, where Rocky's apartment, supposedly was. So I guess it would be unfair for me to say I would like him just as much if it was Buffalo and the scenes were, at the chicken wing store. Right. You know, instead of him pounding the beef, he's eating chicken wings. I mean, who knows?
Right.
But him being for like, it could have been.
Because that's the right city for the character, right? I mean, there's only a certain couple cities that you could have that gritty, tough.
You could do it in New York. You could do it in
Chicago.
You could do it in Boston. You could do it in Chicago. You could probably do it in L.A. You know, there's a lot of cities that you could build around.
Couldn't do it in Tampa.
Sure you could.
Or Miami.
Sure you could.
Miami.
Sure you could.
Palm trees and like.
Sure you could.
What's he going to hit? Coconut trees?
He could.
He can't hit a meat locker. He's got no.
He could break the coconuts with his head. he could practice.
He's not a Muay Thai guy. He's a boxer.
But back to the original question: if Rocky Balboa was from Buffalo, but trained in Philly, and all those scenes were in Philly, I'll bet you I would like it. You know, the same amount. And I would maybe have to root for Tommy Gunn this time. You know, he would say, "You knock him down, why don't you try knocking me down?" And then Tommy hits him upside the head and knocks him back down.
Right.
I think I would be all okay with that. All right, let's go hit a quick break. Coming to you live from Torta Pizza, 88th Avenue and 4th Street in St. Pete. The year in review, or basically the last 20 minutes in review when we return.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, Tampa, this is Terrell Owens, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Torta Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Torta Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza. That's Torta Pizza.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Franco Harris with Randy Harris on Knockout Radio.
All right, we're back coming to you live as we always do, Torta Pizza, 88th Avenue and 4th Street in St. Pete. So I'm headed to Mike Traina on Monday.
Oh, the tattoo artist.
Tattoo artist, outstanding artist, has inked up our logos on Shane Grossman.
Wait a second. You said you're going?
I'm going. I'm not getting it tatted up.
Oh.
I'm going to the
shop. I thought you finally were breaking through. Like never. 2021.
Never.
Going to break into the cool guy like code.
Not cool.
It's definitely cool.
It's not cool.
The more ink you have, the more cool you are.
I disagree, but whatever. Speaking of ink, look quickly. Do you know what that is?
It's like an ear.
It's exactly what it is. So I've been meaning to talk about it for a couple of weeks now.
Okay.
That is our one of our favorite people in all of the planet Earth, Max Griffin.
Oh, Max Griffin.
That's his newest tattoo. It is a tattoo of an exploded ear.
He ripped off an ear.
Yeah,
in his competition. Right.
In the fight. And so that's on his elbow.
So he
and it's a plastered ear, blood everywhere, and I've been meaning to talk about it. I do want to congratulate you. You know, you're making up stories that you were voted best Coco of something. But I was honored. I for once in my life, I was honored to have known you.
Okay.
Was watching a game show called Common Knowledge.
Okay.
Have you seen that?
I don't know much about it.
Common Knowledge, Joey Fatone is the host. Yeah. Joey, I met at the CES last year. Could not believe how cool he was.
Super nice guy.
Super nice guy. And then ran into him again
at the Golf Expo
with the chair. So you were a question. You were a category.
Ooh.
On the 21st of December.
Okay.
So what?
Oh, that was my anniversary. My 16th wedding anniversary.
Was it really?
On December 21st.
That's ironic. It truly is. So it's two teams, and you have to answer a question more times than not. It's very easy.
I've seen the show. I've seen Joey host it.
Four categories come up, and then you can pick which category. So these are the four categories. And you tell me which one, you know, is about you, involves you.
Okay.
In the kitchen. Could be.
Okay.
Sports. Highly unlikely.
Pretty much an athlete. I'm pro.
Our bodies.
What is it?
Our bodies.
Our bodies or hard body?
Our. O-U-R. Our bodies.
Our bodies.
And toolbox.
Okay. Toolbox. Got it.
So which one is you?
All of them.
That's definitely true.
All the above. I'm a pro athlete. I'm a pro pizza maker. I'm a hard body.
And you're a tool.
And I'm a tool bag. The toolbox or tool bag?
Toolbox.
I like the box.
Yeah, toolbox. So I even took a picture of it.
Oh, that's and beautiful. I'm going to
make some kind of meme or something out of it because I think it's outstanding. Did you see J.J. Watt on Sunday?
No.
How emotional he got?
He cry?
I think he was close to crying.
Yeah?
I think he was ripping his teammates.
Why was he ripping his teammates? Because they didn't win?
Because they're not giving their all. Because they're not coming prepared. Because... kind of like this show, you know, that they don't, you know, get to practice on time, that they don't. And he's like, it's embarrassing. We stink. Yet there's fans out there that are rooting for us and their lives revolve around us, which I still don't get, you know, to be that big of a fan. And it was nice to watch, you know, J.J. Watt get upset, but I really want to watch him back on the tag.
Well, I guess with J.J. Watt, I mean, I'm surprised he's still in the league. I know he was having some issues. He thought about walking away from it. But he is kind of that last of that old school breed of mentality where you die for the sport. Yeah. You live for the sport. You give your all to the professionalism of the sport. It seems like the new guys are just, I mean, look how many players in the bowl game last night. Look at the bowl players didn't even play because they don't want to get injured to get the league so they get their check. They're doing it for the money.
I understand that to a certain extent.
Because last night, the bowl game for Texas, half the players that are going to the league sat out. They just opted out, you know. And so you have it changes the dynamic of college football, you know, and it changes the pro sports because the money's so great that once they get the money, where's the motivation to work hard?
I can flip either one. I understand players that don't want to go to a meaningless bowl game that means nothing when they have a potential to maybe...
Don't say it doesn't mean anything.
It doesn't. What does it mean?
Like, you don't think the Rose Bowl means something to Matt Leiner and Reggie Bush?
Hold on a second. First, we're talking now.
Like, those guys, that's all they live with, the college glory days. Like, their pro years was nothing compared to their glory days in college.
I understand.
And there's a lot of players like that.
But look at players that get injured end of the season, a meaningless bowl game, a meaningful bowl game that could cost them.
Who was the last one that actually happened to? Maybe Tua from Alabama, but he was injured all year.
Right.
Maybe Reggie, what was that, McGinnis?
The running back at Miami.
The running back, he got hurt.
I can't think of it, who went to Buffalo.
Was it McGinnis or, I thought that's his name. But yeah, you're right. Like one, maybe.
I understand that.
But it's like missing the prom. It's like, you know, if you don't go to your bowl game, like 4 years of your college or 3 years now, because no one goes four. But, you know, don't you think they'll look back on life after the money, after the career?
Well, your comment about a four is not true because the guy in Clemson's going to come back for a seventh year. Well, he's not going to Jacksonville.
He can't pass math.
He's not going to Jacksonville.
It's not his fault. He doesn't know how to pass.
You know, I was disagreeing with somebody on the Book of Face about how the Jets blew it. And it better for him because now he's going to go to Jacksonville. I think I'd rather go play for the Jets than Jacksonville.
Yeah, because it's New York.
It's New York.
The better market.
It's, you know, and it's about your brand. And I know that Booger went off about your brand on the Four Letter Network, talking about Haskins and how he didn't care and the things that he did. But there's a lot of players that do that. What has bothered me, and I have a couple of minutes to express this, it's the continuation of the crap that we're going through. For anybody to make the release of Haskins in Washington with the Washington Redskins, and I said that on purpose, a black-white issue is ridiculous. But it's being mentioned.
Sure.
It's being brought up. His skin color had nothing to do with his unprofessionalism that you can, you know, relate to.
Sure.
You know, never came prepared, never this. Kind of like what's going on with the Houston Rockets. It has nothing to do with the color of their skin. It has to do with
their character, the person, or their character, their personality, their decision making, their professionalism.
Or lack of.
I mean,
and it's a shame.
Sure.
It has nothing. It's just like who was the knucklehead in Cleveland who just signed with I think he signed with an elementary football team. Baker Mayfield?
Oh, yeah.
Or is that who's there now? I don't know.
Mayfield's there now.
Yeah, whoever was. Manziel.
Johnny Manziel.
Yeah, Manziel. Baker Mayfield's commercials, by the way, are pretty funny.
Johnny Manziel's are good, too. He does, like, the auto commercial.
Well, the commercial about his house, and he's, like, covering all the seats, or when he has to go back because him or the girlfriend or wife forgot something, and they wand him. He's like, it's me. It's Baker. I'm sorry. You still have to do it. Back to J.J. Watt. What do you think of his Subway commercials?
In the backyard.
Yeah, the one where the dad has the shed.
Yeah,
and the one of them says, "What's in the Italian?" The other's like, "You get it every day."
Right.
It sometimes these commercials are hilarious.
Well, they had to do something because Subway put all their eggs in one basket. You know, for years.
And he's Jared, in jail.
Jared was the face. I mean, he was untouchable. At one time, he had the highest Q rating for marketing of any ambassador or brand or athlete. So bigger than Tiger, bigger than Jordan. At one time, Jared Fogel from Subway was the king.
How come you've never given me credit for, wow, I almost used the wrong words. Whoa, I almost used the wrong words.
Don't get fired for racism.
No, it wouldn't be that. I was at Radio Row one year, and, you know, I get emails all the time. Hey, are you going to be on Radio Row? We have a client, blah, blah. They had Jared, and they asked if I would be interested in having him on. This was before.
Uh-huh.
And I said, not really.
Really? You passed on the...
I passed on him.
He was the king.
Zero interest, and then it worked out pretty well. I'll tell you off the air what I almost said, though.
Oh, about 6 inches?
No. You know, you can. Everybody out there in Radio Land can think of it. It's kind of when you turn somebody down, or if somebody calls you, and you don't take the phone call.
Right, you blow them off.
Exactly.
Yeah. Which I did to my idol last year, thanks to you.
Who's your idol this week?
Barry Sanders, the GOAT.
Why'd you? Because of the brothers.
No, because Dana White was coming to do the show. Oh. And like
priorities, my man.
But you put Dana White above the GOAT.
First of all, he's not the GOAT.
Barry Sanders is the GOAT.
He's not.
If he would have had a different line.
Oh, if.
If he would have been on a Cowboys, if he would have been Emmitt Smith, he would have had twice the yardage.
If candies and nuts and whatever that saying is.
I'm just saying.
I'm just saying.
This is the year in reflection. I'm in the year on all goats.
If you were a foot and a half taller and had talent, you may be in the NBA. If.
I'd be most Bates. That's what I would be. If I was a foot taller.
Trust me, you ain't most Bates.
Well, I saw him at the fairground. I saw a jump shot. I think I could handle that.
I'm going to say you can't.
I couldn't block it, but I could compete.
Mo would beat you on his knees.
Don't. Why? Because he's like your short players again? Put me a coach. I thought we were building a short team.
So where did you just change my subject? A GOAT. Barry Sanders is not the GOAT. And you can't say, well, if he would have, could have, whatever.
Where do you rank him? That. Top three?
I'd have time? To think about it, but I don't know. I mean, I'd have to think. I mean, obviously.
James Brown or Jim Brown?
I couldn't even get it out quick enough.
they're both the same. You could like interchange them in between the huddle.
You'd have to go Jim Brown. You'd have to go Emmitt.
Peyton.
No, he's a quarterback.
No, the other one. Sweetness. The sweetness, Peyton.
No, probably not.
You wouldn't put Peyton in the top five?
Well, you said three.
Okay, top three. Top three.
You know, I'm going top two, Brown, and then Emmitt. And you'd have to really think about it. I mean, OJ was pretty damn good in the day.
Ooh.
You know, and again, you have to block out.
If you don't vote him, he probably cut you.
He may.
He has a new website. It's like OJ Simpson /.
Alleged.
/.
It's all alleged. You know, Barry Sanders is in, you know, the top whatever. And I'm sure I told you the story. When the Super Bowl was here in Tampa and we were walking through the Fan Expo, one of the card companies, you know, was there and I walked through and they knew me. We started to talk and they're like, why don't you fill this out? I'm like, I never went in anything. I'm not filling anything out. Well, you have to be present to win. I'm not coming back. Right. So I filled it out, and we happened to be walking by, and we still have the bottles where you did the colors and stuff. And they go, and the winner of the Barry Sanders football is? And it's in my studio.
Really? Well, maybe we'll have a chance of redemption, and we'll get him to autograph it this year.
It is autographed.
Oh, well, then maybe you can have take a picture with him and be like, hey, thanks for the football.
Well, he didn't give it to me.
You had to get a Quicken loan, though. He's going to be pushing a product. We got to take the product, get a photo with the football.
It is funny because when they come to Radio Row, everybody's hawking something.
Sure. Emmett was hawking vodka last year, trying to get me wasted.
I'm all doing something silly.
So
all
my professionalism took over, and I said no.
Yeah, sure did. All right, when we get back, we may talk some MMA. We'll talk about what's up next. Conor McGregor coming to you live from Torta Pizza, 88th Avenue, 4th Street in St. Pete. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Song. Hit me up on Twitter at Knockout Radio.
Watching every move on her face. She said, look, what's your game?
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Vinny LeCavalier, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.